Good morning. Light snow moved into interior New York and New England overnight, and most everyone waking up with a coating up to a couple of inches of snow on the ground early on this Thursday morning. Temperatures are starting off in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some places are a touch above freezing, particularly in valley locations from about I-90 south, and in these locations we do have some light rain mixing in or even some drizzle. Precipitation continues to track quickly to the north and east, and most everyone will see the steadiest rain and snow end during the next couple of hours, leaving us with spotty light rain and snow showers for the rest of the day. Additional accumulating snow will be limited to the higher terrain, and especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, where 1 to 3 inches more snow possible for the remainder of the morning and into the afternoon. Then we'll start to dry out, with temperatures reaching into the middle and upper 30s on average for daytime highs. Colder air will begin to sweep in after dark tonight. Some of the clouds will begin to break up and any snow showers will diminish as temperatures drop back into the single digits and teens. That cold flow of air from Canada will persist on Friday, and despite mostly sunny skies, some of the coldest air of the season will move in as high temperatures will stay in the teens. A lot of temperatures will drop back to zero or below late Friday night and Saturday morning as high pressure settles over the region. That high will keep it sunny and dry to start the weekend on Saturday, but temperatures will struggle to reach the lower to mid-20s. A weak disturbance will pass by late Saturday night and Sunday with a few flurries or scattered rain showers as highs bounce back into the upper 30s. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds ahead of another system on Monday with highs near 40, and that next system will bring us a chance of rain, mixed precipitation, or snow on Tuesday with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an Arctic front is progressing through the Midwest and will continue to drop south and east, bringing colder and drier weather in its wake. Temperatures will be about 10 to 20 degrees below average from the northern and central plains into the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes by tomorrow. Meanwhile, the active train of storms across the Gulf of Alaska will slowly drift south to start to affect the Pacific Northwest today. This will bring increased moisture into the orographic areas of the Olympic and Northern Cascade ranges. Lower elevations will see moderate rain, but significant higher elevation snows are expected by late tonight into tomorrow, with over 1 to 2 feet of snow forecast across the Washington Cascades, with the peaks of this range perhaps as great as 3 to 4 feet through early Saturday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow and fog, 12 degrees with a west wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1.5 miles visibility with light snow, drizzle, and fog, 34 degrees, the dew point 31, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.71 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Miles City, Florida, to a low of 20 below zero at Langdon, Cavalier, and Wahala, all in North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain in the lower 50s, Boston, showers in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with light snow and highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 41 degrees, the low 31, the average temperature 36, that's 11 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday in the form of snow. For the month, up until midnight, 4.2 inches, which is 1.3 inches of snow below normal, and 39.5 inches for the season, which is 7/10 of an inch of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees. The average low, 17. The record high, 58, set in 1900, and the record low, 18 below zero, in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 6:56 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:24 p.m. 10 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with any steady snow tapering off to a few rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. A few snow showers this evening, mostly cloudy overnight, 5 above to 5 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain tapering off to showers today and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with steady snow tapering off to rain and snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. A few snow showers this evening, mostly cloudy overnight, lows 5 to 15 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Any snow, sleet, and rain changing to showers today and ending with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Any snow and rain tapering off to scattered showers and drizzle today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, much colder, staying in the teens. Sunny in the lower to mid-20s on Saturday. A chance of a few rain and snow showers Sunday in the upper 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Monday near 40. And a chance of rain and snow Tuesday with highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.